somebody fell from aloft. I had signed on as an ordinary seaman on the Falls of Ettrick, a merchant ship bound for England. First time I saw that ship, I knew her right away. She was the old Gertrude Spurshoe. I'd sailed on her years before when she was painted brown and gold. Now she was painted black and had a new name, but it was the same ship for sure. We had a pretty good crew for that voyage, except for one hard-looking ticket named McLaren. He was a pretty good seaman, but there was something about him that I didn't trust. He was kind of secretive, kept mostly to himself. One day, somebody told him that I had worked on the old Gertrude. For some reason, he got all a tremble over that. Then I catched him giving me all these ugly black looks as if he was itching to knife me in the back. I guessed it had something to do with the Gertrude, but I didn't know what. Well, this one day we was trying to work our way through a dripping black fog. You'd scarcely know we had all the lights on. And it was dead calm. There wasn't a breath of fresh air. The ship just lay there, wallowing in a trough, a-rolling and a-rolling, going nowheres. I was standing my watch around midships, and McLaren was doing his trick at the wheel. The rest of the crew was scattered around one place or another. It was quiet as could be. Then, all at once, whacko! This thing hits the deck right in front of McLaren. He lets go a screech that turns my blood cold, and he falls down in a faint. The second mate starts yelling that somebody has fallen from aloft. Laying out there, just forward of the wheel, was someone or something dressed in oilskins with blood oozing out from underneath. The captain ran and fetched a big light from his cabin so he could see who it was. They kind of straightened him out to get a good look at his face. He was a big, ugly-looking devil. But nobody knew who he was or what he was doing up there. At least, nobody was saying. When McLaren came to from his faint, they tried to get something out of him. All he did was jabber away and keep rolling those big, wild-looking eyes of his. Everybody was getting more and more excited. We all wanted to heave the body overboard as quick as we could. There was something weird about it, as if it wasn't real. But the captain wasn't so sure about getting rid of it that way. Could it be a stowaway, he asked. But the ship was so filled with lumber we were carrying, there was no space where a living thing could hide for 3 weeks, which is how long we had been out. Even if it was a stowaway, what was it doing aloft on such a dirty day? There was no reason for anybody to be up there. There was nothing to see. Finally, the captain gave up and told us to heave him overboard. Then nobody would touch him. The mate ordered us to pick him up, but nobody made a move. Then he tried coaxing, but that didn't do any good. Suddenly, that loony McLaren starts yelling, "I handled him once, and I can handle him again." He picks up the body and staggers over to the railing with it. He is just about to throw it overboard when it wraps its two big long arms around him, and over they go together. Then, on the way down, one of them starts laughing in a horrible way. The mates are yelling to launch a boat, but nobody would get into a boat, not on a night like that. We threw a couple of life preservers after him, but everybody knew they wouldn't help. So that was that. Or was it? The first chance I had to go home after that, I went right over to see old Captain Spurshoe, who was captain when the Gertrude was around. "Well," he says, "one trip these two outlandish men shipped aboard the Gertrude. One was McLaren, the other was a really big fella. The big one was always picking on McLaren and thumping him around. And McLaren was always talking about how he would get back at him. Well, this wet, dirty night, the two of them was up there alone. And the big one come flying down, killed himself deader'n a herring. McLaren says the foot rope they were using parted, and how he almost fell himself. But everybody who saw that rope knew she didn't give away on her own. She had been cut through with a knife. After that, whenever we came into port, McLaren thought we were going to get the police after him, and he'd get pretty scared. But we couldn't prove anything, so we didn't try. In the end, I guess the big fella took care of things in his own way. If he was a ghost that came back, that's what he was. If there be things like ghosts...